ja si deca imaju, koji kabe za Dunaj, tam dječenu znaju. A ja se deviša, dež moja Marusa, a ja se deviša, dež moja Marusa. A ja se deviša, dež moja Marusa, a ja se deviša, dež moja Marusa. Dežu daju do Dunaju na hrbočku hrata, stara baba, stari dida, djeka Hrvatska. A ja se deviša, dež moja Marusa, a ja se deviša, dež moja Marusa. A ja se deviša, dež moja Marusa, a ja se deviša, dež moja Marusa.
Marusia, a lovely Ukrainian gal, sung by a fellow who only wishes he had a gray horse. That song is also is called Marusia on this CD, and it's also known as Yakby Meni Sevikin, which means If I Had a Gray Horse. And that is performed by Migdena from Edmonton from a CD called Beauty is Not Contagious. Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, на двомовну радіопередачу «Наш голос» у прекрасній місті Ванкувері. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину послухати чудову українську музику. Hello there, and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, also known as Pavlina, and I'm so glad to have you with me here on «Наш голос», whether you're listening on the radio via the live web stream or time-shifting via podcast. Welcome, «Vitaю», as we say in Ukrainian. We have a great program lined up for you on Ukrainian Food Flair. Judy shares her family recipe for the ubiquitous Ukrainian soup we all know and love so well, borscht. Irina Bell of the Ukrainian Hour radio program in Ottawa will join us with Chisnalove, Did You Know feature. And Vasil Pavlovsky has another cultural capsule for you. We'll also have a proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is a group from Toronto by the name of Zubrivka from their CD called Znovu Vdoma, which means home again. And here they are with a song called Techa Voda Kalamutna, Muddy Waters Flowing.
Я тебе bolo lako mati, ni svoje me vybirati, ty vyšla za moho tata, tak ljublju čužovo Ivanka, ty vyšla za moho tata, tak ljublju čužovo Ivanka, a ja Ivana tak ljubuju, tak ty Gruzia tak ziluju.
Ukrainian Directory is a unique and valuable resource guide to Canada's Ukrainian community. Publishing since 2000, it's the only one of its kind in Western Canada. In it, you'll find information about community organizations, schools, artists, dance groups, musicians, choirs, churches, businesses and professionals, government, and more. It's distributed free of charge and also offers free online search and information links. To find out more about the English Ukrainian Directory, visit eudirectory.net.
Дайте мені горілку, важко жити, як не п'ю. Не питайте, не судіть, з мене грішника зробіть.
Раз, два, чи вже нема?
Моя доля вже зникла.
Три, п'ять, горілка, ти у мене все взяла.
Ще один раз почастую я всіх вас.
Раз, два, кохання.
Колись було, тепер нема.
Три, п'ять, горілка. Ти у мене все взяла. Ти у мене все взяла.
я родився літо на зорі. Мудрі були люди, родичі мої. Куми в нас спікали, церкву отвели. Ім'я Ярема мені надали. Гей!
Оце я, Ярема, оце ухака. Оце я, Ярема, буде голова. Оце я, Ярема, оце ухака. Оце я, Ярема, буде голова.
Підростати, до школи ходити, став мені учитель так і говорити. Ой, тобі, Яремо, мудра голова, одна біда тільки олію нема.
Оце я, Ярема, оце ухака. Оце я, Ярема, мудра голова. Оце я, Ярема, оце ухака. Оце я, Ярема.
Підростати парубком став.
Оженися, сину,
тато мій казав. Взяв я собі жінку, як мій з калачем. За два тижні тікла вона з паличем.
Оце я, Ярема, оце ухака. Оце я, Ярема, мудра голова. Оце я, Ярема, оце ухака. Оце я, Ярема, мудра голова.
Так і промовляти. Ой, тобі, Яремо, мудра голова. Одна біда тільки, вже життя нема.
Оце я, Ярема, оце ухака. Оце я, Ярема, мудра голова. Оце я, Ярема, оце ухака. Оце я, Ярема, мудра голова.
Is a group from Ottawa called Ukrainia, and this is from their self-titled CD, and a story about a very smart fellow by the name of Yarema, which would be, I guess, Jeremy in English. And before them was Zrada from Winnipeg, from their first CD as well, and that was Dajte meni horilku, give me some whiskey. Well, get your dancing boots on if they're not on already. We've got Nove Pokolenie coming up from Toronto. And Nove Pokolenie, by the way, means new generation. And this is a song that's very familiar to anybody who knows anything about Ukrainian music. And if you don't, then you're going to enjoy it. Here they are now with the Kolomeika, Oita Duna.
Дякую.
To Nosh Holos Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada, on the PCJ Media Network. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Judy Finenko of Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Tips for Ukrainian cooking in today's world. Now, here's Judy.
Vitaimo, and welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair. Borscht is the national soup of Ukraine. It's a hearty soup filled with beets and other vegetables from a typical Ukrainian garden. This soup definitely displays the love Ukrainians have for their cooking and their land. Did you know that there are 500 different versions of borscht? Here's one of mine that will keep you warm on cold nights, and it tastes just as great when chilled. For this recipe, you will need 1 to 2 pounds soup meat with bone. Our family only used pork spare ribs, or in a pinch, kubasa. 10 to 12 cups of cold water, 1 tablespoon of salt. I prefer to add a little more as it brings out the flavor in the potatoes. If you're on a low-sodium diet, you can omit it from the recipe. 2 teaspoons dry pepper or 5 to 6 peppercorns, 1 large chopped onion, 6 beets cut into thin strips along with their leaves and stems, 3 medium carrots chopped, 1 large potato chopped, 1 cup chopped string beans. I prefer yellow beans when in season. Otherwise, 1 small can of pork and beans does the trick. 3 cups shredded cabbage. 1 cup chopped tomatoes, or 1 can of tomato soup. My mother-in-law taught me that one. I love the taste with the soup. 2 cloves of garlic, diced or crushed, which is optional. 1 tablespoon of lemon juice or vinegar. 1/4 to 1/3 cup fresh chopped dill. If you're in a dilly mood, add more if you like. 2 or 3 bay leaves. Place the meat in a large cooking pot filled with the cold water. Add the salt and bring it slowly to a boil. Skim off any scum on the surface. Cover and let simmer for about 1.5 hours until tender. I use pork spare ribs, but if you want a fast borscht, my mother taught me to chop up a ring of garlic sausage and add it to the water. Gives it a smoky flavor and does not take long to make, which comes in handy when the family is waiting impatiently. Add the bay leaves, pepper, onions, and beets, and cook for 20 minutes or until the beets are almost done. To make things somewhat easier, you can pre-cook the beets until tender, cool, then shred with a grater and add to the stock. Add the cabbage, carrots, potato, and beans, and continue cooking until all vegetables are tender. If you are using young beets, cook them with the other vegetables. Chop up the leaves and stems of the beets and add them last. Stir in the tomatoes and garlic. Add 1 tablespoon lemon juice or vinegar to suit your taste, being careful not to add too much. Good borscht is tart, but not sour. And then flavor it with the chopped dill. When you're ready to serve, add some thick sour cream to each bowlful. If your family is anything like ours, from prairie stock, we always added rich sweet cream. However, if you plan to reheat the borscht the next day, do not add any cream to the pot as it may curdle when heated for a long period of time. Anyway, it tastes better when you add the cream, sour or sweet, just before serving. Oh, and don't forget, a hearty loaf of bread lathered with butter. До побачення and смачного!
Thanks, Judy. Join us again next week for another recipe and cooking tip with Judy Finenko on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nosh Holos Radio.
Thank you.
simply called Dance One. That is a number by Paris Dukayev from Winnipeg from their second CD called Variances. And it is a composition by a very prolific and in Ukrainian circles well-known bandurist. And that was like wandering minstrels for those who aren't aware of what the bandura is. It's kind of a lute-like instrument. And the bandurists were like wandering minstrels that went around and brought news from village to village in the old days. And that was arranged by a modern-day bandurist, Julian Katasti. Again, that was Dance One by Paris Dukayev.
Немов світі правди, правди не зіскати, що тепер неправда стало вже правдою зватись, що вже тепер правда стоїть у порога, а щира неправда з панами край стола. Що вже тепер правду ногами топтають, а щиру неправду медвином напувають. Що вже тепер правда, правда у темниці, а щира неправда з панами в світлиці. Що вже кінець віка, кінець приблизився, хоч рідного брата тепер стережися. Бо вже тепер правда, правда вже померла, а щира неправда увесь світ зажерла. Поважати тому сошле Господь з неба благодаті. Бо сам Господь правда сокрушить неправду, сумирить горди, вознесе святиню.
That was Julian Katasti with our blast from the past, who you just heard from on the previous number. And this is a number from a recording. Actually, it's a cassette that I have, and yes, I recorded it. All these things I do for you, my dear listeners. But it was no problem sitting through it. It's a wonderful song. It's called Nemov Sviti Pravde, which means the passing of truth. And it is a traditional Kobzar song that is about the wicked people who trample on truth, which pravda is the word for truth, and raise falsehood, nepravda, to sit at their table. And incidentally, he ended this long-playing recording and cassette with this song, similarly to how he does his live performances, with this number, because it has such a timeless and universal message. Again, that was Julian Katasti from his album called Ukrainian Bandurist and Nemovsviti Pravde, The Passing of Truth. Up next is Mlada from Ukraine, a young artist that our friend Vasil Pavlovsky, who you'll be hearing from shortly, discovered and let me know about. Her name is Mlada, and this is from her CD, Oy Vesna Vesna, which means, oh, spring, spring. Here she is now with a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Yikhau Yikhau Kozak Mistom, a Kozak rode into town.
Їхав козак містом, під копитом камінь тріснув тараз. Під копитом камінь тріснув, до серденька крізь притиснув. Крізь притиснув до серденька, закувала зозуленька. Некуй, некуй, зозуленько, найщебече соловейко.
Vasily Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. There are times when life throws you a curveball and it becomes a double take. When speaking to the show's host, Polina, at the end of April, I mentioned to her who I would be covering for Cultural Capsule during the month of May. Her response to one of these individuals was, "But you've already covered him in April." I replied, "No, that was his grandson." So anyone who may have been listening may actually say to themselves during this program, "I've heard that name somewhere before." Born into a large family on May 12, 1882, the young man took on the artistic traits from his self-taught painter father and his love of music from his mother and sister.
From a young age, he was enrolled in painting classes and also studied at the St. Sophie's Theological Seminary. By his late teens, he sang in the Nicola Lissico Choir, where he later became the conductor's assistant. By 1903, he completed his theological studies and continued to study at the Nicola Lissico Music and Dramatic School until 1907. That same year, he was exiled from Kiev to Donetsk for his community activity. The Tsarist government was not extremely friendly to nationally conscious individuals and groups. By 1911, he was ordained as a priest and received the parish in the Podil district located in the lower part of Kiev, down by the Dnipro River. During Ukraine's short-lived independence, Kirill Ostatenko worked in the Ministry of Education, only returned to guiding his flock in 1921. He passed away in 1922, a few weeks before his 40th birthday. During his relatively short lifetime, Kirill Ostatenko made a considerable contribution to Ukrainian musical education as a composer who focused on the traditional folk motifs in his music, a practice which was started by Nicola Lissico. His first published collection of compositions for families and schools entitled Luna or Echo, which included arrangements of Ukrainian composers Lissico, Voshitsa, and Nientovich, along with his own arrangements, all focused on the folk element. According to some, these works were presented a new, fresh feel for the 20th century. He made a considerable foray into putting music to the works of Ukraine's well-known literati, Taras Shevchenko, Ivan Franko, Lesya Ukrainka, and Oleksandr Oles. A greater part of his works were choral arrangements, some religious, others musics for theatrical presentations, and as previously mentioned, arrangements of well-known folk songs. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured composer Kirill Ostatenko.
Повядало ми на ушко вже м'яз'їсть. личку нічого не знати. А на личку нічого, а на личку нічого, а на личку нічого не знати.
Another treasure find courtesy Vasil Pavlovsky. That was a group called Chocolade, which means, of course, chocolate in Ukrainian. And that was Yak Yasya Nohrabla, When I Was Stooking Hay. Up next, we're coming back to North America, at least temporarily. We have the Ukrainian Banduras Chorus up next from their brand new CD called 1659, which was the year Ukraine was victorious, Moscow trembled, and the future was bright. And this is a number about a hero from the First World War era, the Sichovisti del Si. His name was Yuri Tutunik, and this song is coming up shortly. But I just wanted to let you know that this is a group that does a lot of touring as well as the CDs. They're quite prolific. They have several CDs. I lost count now, this being their most recent. But if you get a chance to see this group, do it. They put on a fabulous show. You wouldn't think a bunch of men sitting around singing and playing folk instruments might put on a great show, but they really, really do. It's colorful and energetic and something you really want to see if you get the chance. Again, they are called the Ukrainian Banduras Chorus. They are headquartered in Detroit, Michigan, but they have members from all over North America that perform with them. I don't know how they all get together and do it, but they're fabulous. And if you'd like to order their CD, you can do so online at their website, which is www.bandura.org. That's spelled BANDURA.org. Or you can give them a call if you'd like to just send them a check at 734-953-0305. Here they are now, the Ukrainian Banduras Chorus, with the song about Yuri Tutunik.
Степан проле, ей герої походу, от покалу.
You're listening to Nash Holos Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada, on the PCJ Media Network.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that Ukraine possesses more than one quarter of the world's fertile black soil? The word Chornozem, meaning black earth, has become internationally recognized and refers to Ukrainian soil, celebrated as the most fertile possible. Byzantine Emperor Constantine VII, back in the 10th century, wrote, "The best soil is Chornozem. It is not afraid of rain or drought." Even the French writer Balzac, after visiting Ukraine, praised these lands in his writings. Ukraine's rich soil was probably one of the reasons why the first agricultural civilizations in Europe emerged and developed here in the 5th to 4th centuries BC. This information is from the website of the Embassy of Ukraine in Ottawa.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznaleve, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is, of course, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, streaming live at www.chinradioottawa.com. New Ukrainian singles online at www.strelka.tv. Connect with other single Ukrainian women and men in your area. Strelka is private, safe, and free. Click when you want, where you want, and on your terms. Submit a profile and start connecting today. Strelka, the new Ukrainian singles network. www.strelka.tv. That's strilka.tv.
Oh,
That was the Volen Ukrainian Song and Dance Company from Lutsk, Ukraine, from a CD called Smutny Bachir, Smutny Ranok, and a song about three guys riding off. And not any guys, they were Ukrainian Cossacks. This is a reference, Zaporozh, Ichale Klopci, Tre Zaporozhsi is the title of the song, and Zaporizhia was the headquarters, the Cossack headquarters back in the day. Again, that was Volen with Ichale Klopci, Tre Zaporozhsi. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Media. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ Media website on the Nash Holos page. That is www.pcjmedia.com. You can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the local broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is www.nashholos.com, or just Google Ukrainian Radio Vancouver. Well, sadly, our time is coming to a close on our program, so before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. День, що минається, вже ніколи не повертається. And our proverb of the week translates as, a day that passes never returns. Well, that about wraps things up. So to take us to the end of our program, Prairie Crocus from Winnipeg with the off-to-battle Kalameka. I'm Pavlina Demchik-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Media. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення!